7:58 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Good morning to you. This is the Dunham and Miller Show. George Dunham, Craig Miller, Gordon Keith. Coming up here around 8:15, what is and what used to be the Cowboys-Redskins rivalry and what the Cowboys need to do on Sunday afternoon, according to their owner, Jerry Jones. And at 8:40, the great Gordo has found the classic audio of me on with British radio, and it was a very ugly American moment, and we'll hear that coming up at 8:40 this morning. Right now, let's go ahead and e-break.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Number one, they didn't get down there again until the game was completely out of doubt.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And number two,
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You know, that was just it.
You forgot number two, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What did I say?
Gordon wants me to mention something about him right now. Why don't you get on the mic and just tell everybody yourself? Your gayness.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Craig Miller, were you in the studio when this happened?
I was.
Oh, my God. Did Gordon say something in the background while Barb was trying to do her traffic?
He did.
And what was that?
He told her to acknowledge and mention his gayness.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
That's so unfair.
No, it's not.
I never would
it's
say
about
that
time
to her.
Stuff like that comes to the air.
That's crazy.
Just Breaks brings us the emergency break of the week. We have three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 214-787-1310. Candidate number one is Joyce Durham, who apparently
George
is
Dunham.
George Dunham, who's
Joyce Durham, is your cross-dressing name. You perform
and you play golf as Joyce Durham.
That's just what they had on my bag tag at one tournament. They had me down as Joyce Durham.
Your what tag?
Bag tag.
Golf bag.
I thought you said something else.
No, I didn't say something else. All right, this was really unfortunate. We were talking about a very disturbing story about a World War II veteran being attacked here in Dallas, an elderly man, and he was attacked by a robber who hit him upside the head with an iron,
bound his hands and feet, bloodied his face,
put him in a closet.
Him into a closet.
Yeah, terrible, just really sad. And I was moved by the story. I saw the report on television, and here's the thing. As Gordo was talking about this and referred to him as a member of the greatest generation, I was trying to say darn right to that. I was agreeing with the fact that, yes, he was a part of the greatest generation.
Why did you need to confirm that?
Well, my reaction time just wasn't very good because I darn righted
at an inappropriate time.
Yes, when you talked about what happened to him and the fact that he was shoved in a closet. It's very unfortunate. And the guy just hits him with an iron.
Right, so the guy puts him on the bed, binds his hands and feet, then sees this ironing board on the an iron on the ironing board, picks it up and just starts hitting the guy over the head with it.
That is so sorry, I can't even begin to.
Well, I hope they find this guy.
So then they put the one of the members of the greatest generation in the closet.
Darn right.
Well, why would you cheer and put him in the closet?
That's very odd,
no,
George.
I'm cheering the part of the greatest generation.
That's insensitive.
Cheering the greatest generation, not to put him in a closet. Ridiculous.
Response. Jer, if you pull that exchange, that will make for some really awkward radio.
Don't do that. This
they
is a terrible
him
story.
In the closet, darn right.
Wow. So
do
weird.
Not do that, Jer. I was darn right in the greatest generation. Someone to be proud of.
All right, I don't buy your explanation, by the way, on that.
Were you laughing also?
Yeah, you had an inappropriate
I was laughing at you because you were stumbling and you were having blank out moments because you were so tired that morning.
I know. I'd had very little sleep, but it sounds like you were laughing when I said that he bludgeoned him in the head with an iron, and you laughed.
I know. The whole thing was off.
It's reminiscent a bit of Paul in end of the time when we were talking about premature babies, and Gordon said, "So you support premature babies?" And George goes, "No, I hate premature babies."
The most defenseless members of our society.
It's awful to hate them, George.
Not that I hate that kids are born prematurely.
Yes. Let me ask you this. Do you guys, talk behind my back about what a wheels-off broadcaster
yes.
I am? Do you really?
Yes.
Right now we're doing it to your face, so.
I don't know, but I just want to know if you do it behind my back.
Not as far as you know.
Candidate number two is the great Gordo, who during last week's...
Wait a second. Mm. This is unfair.
He was up
I've had an exemplary fortnight of broadcasting.
Well, I don't know about that. We're talking about your last e-break entry, which was talking about VeggieTales and a VeggieTale reference that none of us got. You couldn't just leave it at that. You had to throw this out last Friday during the emergency break of the week.
See, that's greatness. There's nothing wrong with that. That wasn't an e-break. That was informative
and
educational.
We had no idea what you're talking about.
Now, that's the children's entertainment CD, VeggieTales and Show. Now, I also have an adult DVD called VeggieTales. Completely different thing.
Late entry winner.
Don't stop the music. That is a clarification.
We can listen to this next week.
8 o'clock Friday?
Next week.
No, that is a clarification. It's not an e-break. Oh, that... This is so wrong.
No, it's not.
Handcrafted.
Just take
mahogany.
It like I do.
Varnished. No, that was a beautiful...
Just take it like I do.
A beautiful
You're
broadcast
and
joke
deal with
delivered
it.
By me.
Terrible.
It
was pathetic.
You might be the most vulgar person I've
you
ever
really
met.
You really are.
No.
Taking a sweet, innocent children's show and turning it into that.
Yeah.
These two shows are unrelated.
You're against the children of America, it sounds like.
You really
the
are.
The Christian children of
you
America.
Really are. Yeah. Christian Damn children it. Of America. All right, this comes to us from The View this week. They had Sofia Vergara, who is from Modern Family. She's a hot, by the way. And the unusual thing about her, she looks like she's early 30s, but I guess she's older than that. And she has an 18-year-old son. So they were talking about the fact that she just, no way does she look like someone who would have an 18-year-old.
Right, and she's sitting on the couch with all the View women, and they flash up a picture of her and her son, you know, mm-hmm. as a hot young Latin number himself. And so they start joking about how she can't lie about her age because of this son that she has, and everybody knows how old he is.
And she uses what I think is a comedy killer word.
Mm-hmm.
This should never be used as a punchline.
Okay.
You're a single mom of a teenage son who's 18.
I cannot lie about my age because they count and they, you know.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I
can't. What happened when you were 12?
Yeah, 13.
13.
I was raped.
What's it like to have a teenage son? And how does he feel?
Let's pretend you didn't say that.
Yeah, everyone laughs.
Was she
First
serious?
Of all, it's uncomfortable enough when she says, you know, she had the baby when she was 13. All right? That's a little bit weird. It's so underage. But then she tags on the fact that, oh, yes, I was raped.
Shocking.
And then everyone kind of reflexively laughs and then realizes what she says. And a couple of them, rear up like a horse in front of water. Whoa.
Now, was she serious about that or was that a joke?
She was joking.
She was.
And you need to go to Gordo's site and see what Whoopi Goldberg does when she hears this. I mean, Whoopi throws out some shocking jokes sometimes, but even she was like, whoa.
Yeah, Whoopi like kind of turned away and just started coughing.
Damn, you make a joke out of damned everything.
And didn't Whoopi like I think she revealed that she had had some underage...
Unfortunate.
Yeah, unfortunateness. All right, let's listen again.
You're a single mom of a teenage son who's 18.
I cannot lie about my age because they count and they, you know.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I can't.
What happened when you were 12?
Yeah, 13.
13.
I was raped.
What's it like to have a teenage son?
What in the world?
Whoa!
Why would you ever say that as a joke? That is horrible. So there it is, Giorgio Gordo or Sofia Vergara up for the emergency break of the week.
Be careful during voting.
Yes, let's vote maturely, please. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Salamander steering wheel.
Salamander steering wheel.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
You're going to vote for emergency break of the week?
Yeah, who you want?
Paul and...
That's you, Giorgio.
That's me. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I like to vote for, I was raped.
Golly.
So awkward.
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Hey, guys. Mike Bassick, a producer of Norm Hitchcock's Show,
not
and
bad.
Also primary host of Diamond Talk.
Doesn't sound
I wanted
like
to vote
it.
This morning. I got up early to learn the rules for the contest, but then I had to oil one of the gloves given to me by a Major League Baseball team, so I can't vote. I'm sorry.
All that for no vote?
Kind of got the speech patterns down.
Yeah, it wasn't a horrific impersonation.
See, I don't know what Bassick sounds like because I always turn it off when he comes on.
Okay.
That's well, not what kind nice. Of support
He's
is that?
He's a teammate.
We're supposed to build up around here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Meow, meow. Hello, musers. This is Cody Cat, meow.
Hey, oh, it's Bill Cody Parcells' cat, yeah. Cody.
Meow, meow. No longer living with Coach Bill, meow. Now living with George, meow.
Mm, all right, just vote, right. Would you?
Meow, Cody. Meow. Just calling to remind George to bring home another case of peanut butter since he used it up all last night. Meow, meow. Okay. Gotta go. Ticket mouse. Bye-bye.
Crazy.
Is that a vote for me, or is that just,
I don't know,
just a bit?
I want to remind you guys that that counts as broadcasting in a major market.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yes, first I'd like to thank George for finally mailing me one of his many I Heart Sam Smotty t-shirts. And
oh, yes.
I didn't vote for Diamonds in Uranus, George.
Hmm. I hate everybody. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Louise. Louise.
We said vote maturely. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Veggie rape?
Good night.
That's a combination.
That's
an overvote,
I guess.
Hi, two votes at once.
You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I'd like to vote for... I was raped by a VeggieTale.
That's another one. Stop it with rape jokes. Sorry.
Whoa.
Mark that.
Well, that's what they were doing. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Mark that. Play that during a Troy Aikman interview.
The View, I heard.
Hmm. Okay, we'll say that's a View vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I would love to vote for Gordon's VeggieTales, Bruce Roberts.
And Gordo.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
The guy.